Okay. So this 9.2nd verse from the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. See the meaning of that translation. You repeat after me. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Yes.
It says,
This knowledge
is the king.
Is the king
of education.
Of education.
The most secret.
Of all secrets.
It is the
purest knowledge.
And because
it gives
direct
perception
of the self
by realization.
It is the perfection
of religion.
It is everlasting.
And it is
joyfully
performed.
Now, this Bhagavad Gita, right? This was spoken by Krishna. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Was spoken by Krishna to
Arjuna.
How many years before? Yeah, 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years before. See this book, it was spoken 5,000 years before. Your textbooks keep on changing, don't they? Can you use last year's textbook this year?
No.
If it is very new and brand, can you tell your teacher, my book is so new, can I use this in this standard? No. But see, this book, this is divine. It's the Lord's message. 5,000 years ago, this was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It consists of 18 chapters. Consists of 18 chapters, 700 shlokas. Okay. So, this 18 chapters are divided into three parts. First 6 chapters, middle 6 chapters, last 6 chapters. You follow? First 6, middle 6, last 6. The first 6 talks about Karma Yoga. You follow? First 6 talks about
Karma Yoga.
The last 6 talks about Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga, yes. First 6 Karma Yoga, last 6 Jnana Yoga. And the middle 6 Bhakti Yoga. Very good. So the middle 6, you eat sandwich, don't you? You eat sandwich for the butter inside, no? Isn't it? You eat sandwich for the jam inside. Or you eat pav vada, isn't it? Who likes the top part? You like the vada inside, isn't it? Or you take burger, anything. You want that inside part. That's why you are eating it, isn't it? So same way, the middle 6 chapters, they are protected between the first 6 and the last 6. And of its own, are you able to follow what I am saying? Of its own, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, they are not of any importance. Only when the bhakti is included with them, then it is important. Okay. So, like, you know, if a king, if he goes outside, in front of him also soldiers are there, at the back of him also soldiers are there. Means they are protecting him. Like that, this between 6 chapters, they are the essence of Bhagavad Gita. That is protected very carefully by Krishna in between Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And in those between 6 chapters, 9th chapter, when we come to the last verse of that, I'll speak about that. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is told to be the essence of all the Vedas. How many Vedas are there?
Four.
And then how many, there are 18 Puranas. And there are so many Upanishads. So, the essence of all, by churning, Krishna has churned all of them. You know what is the meaning of churning? Krishna has churned all of those books, and more than that also, and he has given us Bhagavad Gita. Fine? So, in this, Bhagavad Gita is the essence, you can say, is the essence of all the books. In that, the 9th chapter is another essence, because it is in between. And when we come to the last verse of the 9th chapter, I'll tell you something more. Okay, so this is about 9th chapter, and it is called the most confidential knowledge. Now, if I want to tell a secret, if you want to tell a secret, you will come and sit here and tell to everyone. You will be telling, isn't it? You will tell in the ears of your friend, right? So that is a secret. You don't want it to be told to anyone. So confidential means what? What is the meaning of confidential? Come on, Xavier's, no? Means it is secret, it is hidden, and it will be only revealed to you when you come through to a devotee who is coming in the line of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, it is so. See, basically Arjuna, you know why Krishna chose Arjuna for telling Bhagavad Gita? Why did Krishna chose only Arjuna to tell Bhagavad Gita? Because he was not jealous. He was not envious. Jealousy is a quality, it's a very bad quality. Hey, usko jyada marks aise kaise mere se jyada mil gaya? How come he gets more? How come he gets more attention? Aisa ki that is jealousy. That's a very bad quality. So if you're jealous, then you will not understand anything about Krishna. The only reason Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna is because he is not envious, and two qualifications to understand Bhagavad Gita. One is you should not be jealous of anyone. Second, you should be a devotee of Krishna. How can you become a devotee of Krishna? Yes, by chanting his names. Very good. So these two are the qualifications, then only you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, we will not understand Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so now this knowledge which you get in Bhagavad Gita, it is called transcendental knowledge. What?
Transcendental knowledge.
Means it is above three modes of material nature. Like as I said in starting also. Now, see, suppose a child is born. She goes to school after some time. And say in her previous life she was a doctor. Suppose she was a doctor in her previous life. Now again she is born. Now she goes to school. Can she go and tell to her teacher, teacher, I have already been a doctor in my previous life, so I will not learn ABCD now in KG class or in nursery. Again you have to do all those things. Again do lower, see what? Now so many things are there. Nursery, then junior KG, then senior KG, then first standard, then second standard. So many standards, and then you have to finish 10th standard, then again 11th to 11th standard, 12th standard, then you will have to pass through degree, then you will complete your doctor. Can you tell that I have done already 15 years of studies, so I will not do ABCD? No, because it is material knowledge. It keeps on changing. Every year textbooks keep on changing, isn't it? The syllabus is always changing because it is material knowledge. It is only knowledge about your everything, this map, plants, history and all these things, whatever is in this material world. But this knowledge of the Lord, that is divine, that is transcendental, it never changes. And you people now, all of you, you have, you see sometimes some children, you know, they are very small and they start reciting all the prayers so fast. Have you seen some children, hardly 5-6 years old they are, and they can tell 100 paragraphs of Bhagavad Gita. They can tell so many things. Why? Because they have learnt in their previous life. That never changes. That is there as it is. See, don't you feel some verses are so easy for you? Because we have learnt it in our previous life. That is why, but that never changes. And even if you have chanted, now see every day we chant one round, 1000 names of Krishna. Now say today again we chant, then it will become 2000. Then afterwards, if you keep on chanting, and that will not decrease, like your material knowledge. You keep on singing movie songs, it's not going to add for your anything. And by chanting the names of Krishna, what will happen? You will become very intelligent. Okay, so now I will tell you the characteristics of this knowledge. That is what is told in this verse. Rajavidya. Rajavidya means king of knowledge. This knowledge about Krishna, it is a king of knowledge. Of all, it's king. Maths is not king of knowledge. Geography is not king of knowledge. Marathi is not king of knowledge. Or you take any subject, biology, chemistry, whatever. Sanskrit is a language, but it is not divine. I mean, it's not about Krishna. It's a good language, but it is the mother of all languages. But it is not the king of knowledge. You follow? So like that is about Rajavidya. Rajaguhyam. It is secret, is the most secret. It is hidden in Bhagavad Gita, as I told you. It is revealed to you today only because all of you, instead of playing outside and doing, you could have done so many other things, isn't it? Like how the other children are doing. But still you chose to hear about Krishna. So you have made an excellent choice. So that's why Krishna revealed to you this. Fine? So that is Rajavidya means what?
King of knowledge.
King of education. Then what is the meaning of Rajaguhyam?
More secret.
Yes, more secret of all secrets. Very good. And then Pavitram. Pavitra means it is the purest knowledge. Okay? The Lord, He is very pure. So when we chant the names of Krishna, even we become pure. All our bad habits go away. Back answering someone, hitting someone, and fighting with someone. So many bad habits we have, isn't it? Getting angry on someone and just throwing the things there. Coming from school and throwing the socks here and throwing the bag there. All this, I mean, so many things we have to list. And all those habits, they will change. Just by chanting the names of the Lord. Fine? And then you will become very pure without any bad qualities. Then, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Uttamam is, it is above, it's transcendental knowledge, Uttama. It is above the modes of material nature. So this is, and then Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha is by direct experience. Like for example, if I tell you the honey, you know honey? All of you know? It is in the bottle. If I show you this bottle and I say the honey is very sweet. So until and unless you don't open the bottle and you take one spoon and taste, will you know it is sweet? No. So you have to directly experience it. Similarly, even bhakti, that is your relationship with Krishna, that will be experienced only if you practice it. And for that, I'll tell one nice story also now. And then Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukham. Susukham. And it's very happily performed. Is it difficult like your school? Knowing having so many exams and so many projects to be completed. Sitting in the night at 12 o'clock completing homework. And then morning running to the school. You're not able to sleep. So many things are there. But bhakti is very easy. You just have to dance, you have to chant the names of Krishna and you have to take and you do feasting, that's all. Chanting, dancing and feasting. This is Susukham. It's very happily performed, no? And by doing this work, you will see the Lord one day. If you do it sincerely. Okay, so now I will tell you a story where this relates to the Pratyaksha Vagamam Daryam, experiencing. There was a boy. He was the son of a maid servant. You know what's the meaning of maid servant? Maid servant in your houses they work, isn't it? They are called maid servants. So there was a small boy. He was son of a maid servant, and they were living in a forest. And in that forest, they were very poor. Who cares for your maid servants, isn't it? Do you ever care for them? They just say come, they go. That's all. We hardly care for them. No one cares for them, isn't it? So they were staying in the jungle, but they were very sincere. And it was rainy season was about to start. At that time, four Bhakti Vedantas, that is Bhakti Vedantas means pure devotees. They came to the house to this where this mother and the son were staying. So four devotees, pure devotees. And what is the job of a pure devotee? Bhakti Vedantas means what? They keep on telling everyone, requesting everyone, please take the names of Krishna, please take, this is for your good. They don't want anything. They don't take anything, but they just keep on giving. This is their nature. So they came to their house and they will talk only about Krishna. They won't talk, the World Cup kisko mila re? Or they'll not have a picture aya. This thing they will never talk, because they know they are intelligent. By talking these things, we are wasting time. We should, you know, who is intelligent, who uses his or her time in taking the names of the Lord or reading about him or understanding about him, he or she is very intelligent, because you are using the time very intelligently, because time is also Krishna, that he says in Bhagavad Gita. So if you use it, you are very intelligent. So this now you all are very intelligent. You all are using your time to hear about Krishna. You want to know more and more about him. So Bhakti Vedantas, they came to their house and she served them very nicely. She cooked for them. She cleaned everything after they took prasad. She cleaned the house and all she was doing. And even the small boy, he was helping his mother to do all these things. And one day he saw, and he used to always watch these four Bhakti Vedantas, what they are doing. They are always talking about Krishna's pastimes. Krishna did this, Krishna did that, so many things. And how the whole world comes. They are talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, they are talking about Bhagavad Gita, so many things. He was just constantly watching at them. And then he served them prasad. And then that day, the thing is, when these saintly persons, when they take prasad, they will not finish everything. Okay, they'll keep something remaining in the plate. So that is called, what you offer to Krishna. Say suppose now mango season is there, mango comes to your house. What you should do, you should cut it nicely, put it in a very nice plate, go and keep it in front of Krishna and say, you can say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Say 3 times and tell, please Krishna, accept this. You can say to the, you can go and settle to your Lord, please accept this. So, and then after 5 minutes, then you can take that plate, you put it into your plate and then you eat the mango. Then you are eating prasad. Then that is more tasty. Then you are following Bhagavad Gita. You are following this book, this language of Krishna. So, and that is called Mahaprasad. And when that Mahaprasad is taken by a saintly person, and when he gives it back, I mean what is remaining in the plate, that is called Mahaprasad. You follow? First what we give, that is called Bhoga. What you give to the Lord, it's called Bhoga. And after you get, after you offer it, that is called Mahaprasad. What you get in the temple and all, that is Mahaprasad. But when you give it to a saintly person, like Maharaj, like that, you give to a saintly person who does not do anything other than worshipping Krishna 24 hours every day. So those, what you get from him, it is called Mahaprasad. So these Bhakti Vedantas, they had kept Mahaprasad of their in the plate. So this boy, he requested, can I take this? And then he took those remnants. He didn't tell to his mother, no, I want a new plate, give me new plate. He was not stubborn. He told, you give me this prasad, I will take this. Can I take that also? He said, can I take this prasad? So then they said, okay. So then he took that prasad, and just because he took that prasad, his qualities changed in his heart. And he was hearing all the time. See, all this he was doing, he was watching those saintly persons, he was associating with them, he was hearing stories about Krishna, he was eating Mahaprasad. So what happened? His heart totally changed. He was a very simple boy. It's not that he is very intelligent or scholar or something. No, he was very simple boy. And then what happened? Now 4 months rainy season is over. Normally during the rainy season the saints don't walk. Why? Because if they walk, the earthworms come out, isn't it? When the rainy season comes, all the insects come out now from the ground. So what happens? You will stamp them. That is why the saints don't go out. They stay in one place and they keep on chanting. They do kirtan. They read about Krishna. So these four saints, they left. rainy season is over, because what is their job? They keep traveling everywhere. They tell about Krishna. They tell everyone, please take the names of the Lord. Don't waste your time like that. So then this boy, after they went, he was just meditating on what all they spoke. He was just thinking, and he was feeling bad. Oh, now I will not get their association. And in the meantime, one day his mother, she went out. At that time, one snake came, and the snake came and bit her. So she died. This boy is just 5 years old. Father was not there. Now even mother is not there. But he was very strong. He didn't cry, oh, no one is there. He was very strong. Why? Because he had the jewel of Krishna Katha inside him. He knew everything about Krishna. And he was, and he had got association of these great devotees. So he was very strong. So then what did he do? He started meditating on the Lord, and then he started walking. From his forest, he started walking. They were just started walking towards the northern part of India. Started walking, walking, walking. Many villages came, towns came. He was just, he didn't care. Oh, shopper stop. Wow. He didn't stop. He was just walking. Oh, wow. This, what are this shops? This, the malls. All the malls came in between. He didn't get, wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, he didn't get attracted by all those things. Everything was there on his way, but he didn't get attracted by all those things. Oh, Domino's Pizza, that, this, he didn't get attracted. He just went walking. He was just thinking, in his mind, he was thinking only one thing about what those Bhaktivedantas were talking. And he went walking, walking, walking. And then, after a long time, he got a little tired. And then there was a pond. Up till now, he didn't eat also anything. He didn't even cry. He was not hungry. He didn't say, oh, I can't walk. Nowadays, for us, even if we get down, he need rickshaw. He didn't even cry. He didn't even say, oh, my legs are paining, nothing. He was just walking, 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 walking. He went. Then he went, and then what happened? There he came, the one pond was there. Some cool water was there. He just drank little water. And then over there, a nice tree was there. He sat down and he started. The basic reason he went out was, he went in search of Krishna. Of God, yes. He went in search of God. He wanted to see God. Because he heard so much about Krishna. Now we people, we hear so many things about these great personalities of the film stars. We hear about the president, and we think, oh, one day we should have a meeting with them. No, we get attracted because what we hear, we want to see them, we want to meditate on them. But this boy, he heard about the Lord so much that he wanted to see the Lord. So he started, he went walking. And then he sat below the tree, and then he started meditating on that Lord. Within all of us, there is Krishna. We can hide from everyone. We can tell lies to everyone, but we cannot hide from the Lord. So then, he was meditating on the Lord within his heart. He was sitting, he sat below a tree. He didn't eat anything, was walking all these days. He sat below the tree, and he started meditating on the Lord so much. He started taking the names of the Lord so sincerely. He was not attracted by any. He was not distracted. Just meditating totally on the Lord. Then what happened? After some time, in front of him, he saw Lord Narayana. He saw the Lord. With all the beautiful. You know how Lord Narayana looks, right? He looks the yellow dhoti, that is called Pitambar. And in his forearms he has Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. What is the name of the Shankh of the Lord?
Panchajanya.
What is the name of the Chakra?
Darshan.
What is the name of the Gada?
Kaumodaki.
So you remember, Panchajanya, Sudarshana, Kaumodaki and lotus flower. That is Padma. So with these four things we saw the Lord. And all his desires are fulfilled. He didn't have any desire at all. But then after some time that the Lord disappeared. Then this boy started crying. Up till now he never cried. My mother left or this. He never cried. Now he started crying. Oh, I want to see the Lord again. And that time he said, let me try the same method what I did. So again he sat down. He started meditating on the Lord completely. He was not distracted by anything. He was just meditating on the Lord. And he was meditating on the Lord. And he was going and trying again and again to take the names of the Lord. He was trying to meditate.
But then nothing happened. No one came. He was feeling very bad. Why the Lord is not coming again? Again he tried. Then a very beautiful voice came from the sky. And that was the voice of Krishna. The Lord said, my dear boy, now you are not purified enough. So you will not be able to see me again. You have to purify yourself. That is why you have to constantly 24 hours only chant my names, read about me, hear about me, read Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavadam, do all these things and go to the holy places. Then you will be able to purify yourself completely. Then you will be able to see me. So this boy, he took it very seriously, the message of Krishna. Then again he was engaged in those things only reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Srimad Bhagavadam, reading Krishna book, reading all this and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, chanting constantly 24 hours. He was doing this, then he became old. Now he was only 5 years old, na? You have to become old. So he became old. Then he left his body. But because all this while he chanted the names of the Lord, so he got a spiritual body, not a body like yours and mine. Ours is material body. We have to take injections, no? We have to go take saline water, we have to go to hospital, we have to do all this. That's a material body. But he got a spiritual body of Narada. That is Narada Muni's story. You know Narada Muni? He travels in the space all the time. He's chanting what? Narayana, Narayana. You've heard that, no? You must have seen in the TV. But in the TV, they show him as Azu. He's a comic character. When he comes, everyone starts laughing. But they don't know how great devotee he is. In the TV, just for entertainment, they will show Azu. He's a funny character. They'll show some, his shikas also not properly done. They just show something like this. It's not nice. They just for entertainment, the television media, they show it like that. As though Narada Muni is a clown. It's not like that. This serious boy, because he was constantly chanting the names of Krishna, he became into Narada Muni. Shri Narada Muni ki.
Yes.
So this is Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. So if you have to do it to experience it. If I tell you, you will not be able to relish it so much. You have to do it. You have to chant the names of Krishna every day. You have to read Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavadam, recite the shlokas every day. When you will do this, then you will experience the sweetness of bhakti. You follow? This is about Nandamai. Then he became a guru of all the great personalities in Srimad Bhagavadam. Vyasadev, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahalad and Valmiki. All their guru is Nandamai. Yes. See, you see Narada Muni? See, after Krishna comes Brahmaji and Narada Muni is the son of Brahma. So this boy, he was born as the son of Brahma. He got spiritual body. He was a very simple boy. He was a son of a maid servant. And see how he got this. Okay, so this is the glory of devotion. Okay.